That is on my new record. And they're not all that much of a bummer. Not every song on the record's like that, I promise.
You have the right amount of deep and uplifting on this record,
though. Well, I hope so. Thank you.
I just got his record, and you didn't ask me to plug it. I'm just saying, it's a great singer-songwriter, and you can pick it up in the lobby. Anyway.
I'll pay you later, Shelly.
Thanks. But you didn't do that in Chicago, on the show. Yeah, that's great. Thanks for sharing that one. So, I want to do a song now that I have only performed live a couple of times. It scares me to death to do this song, but I feel lots of support in the room and love, so. I tend to be a little long-winded in my storytelling because I'm a country music singer and that's kind of what we do. But I would be remiss if I didn't share with you a little bit of background on this story. I've had an interesting year, to say the least. I was making my record in 2007 with the amazing singer-songwriter-producer whom we all on the stage know and admire, Rodney Crowell. He's amazing. And I was in, we were halfway, and we were in the middle of making my record, and at that point, you typically kind of know which songs are going to be on the record, and I found myself in quite a spot, and I sat on my front porch with Rodney and told him that I'm a gay woman and I'm about to come out. And he said, "Oh, really?" He said, "How are you going to do that?" And I said, I hope that I do it well, and I hope that I have. And I said, "Rodney, through all of the songs that I've written and the songs that we're recording for this record, I said, there's one song that I've held back from you the entire time through this creative process." And I was too afraid to let him hear it because he would know my truth by listening to this song. And he said, "Well, lay it on me." So he heard the song, and we ended up putting it on the record. It's called Like Me. Without your glasses, you just plain can't see. Your favorite color, for the most part, is green. You're close to your grandma on your mother's side. You can count up on one hand the times you have lied. You won't eat a tomato on a double dog day. You don't think you're a beauty, but you do like your hair. You're complex and tricky, yet some ways you're not. You're up some, you're down some, you're cold and you're hot. And who's gonna end up holding your hand? A beautiful woman or a tall, handsome man? There's no doubt they'll love you, but it's yet to be seen. Will anyone ever know you like me? Will anyone ever know you like me? You like planting flowers, that's heaven to you. Crack open a beer when your planting is through. You'll paint all your toenails if you have the time, while listening to Willie, Dylan, and Prime. And who's gonna end up holding your hand? A beautiful woman or a tall, handsome man? There's no doubt they'll love you, but it's yet to be seen. Will anyone ever know you like me? You'd rather make out than make love all night. You like if your bed is too hot. Your closet is cluttered with dress pants and Levi's that you wish you'd never bought. And who's gonna end up holding your hand? A beautiful woman or a tall, handsome man? There's no doubt they'll love you, but it's yet to be seen. Will anyone ever know you like me? Will anyone ever know you like me?
You got some here tonight, right?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.